The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened. That every one of us have the ability to do that. And that's what I want to just remind you of. And as I see that person sitting alone, or maybe feeling alone, feeling like they're the, you know, the last person to ever be chosen by God for anything good, I see you sitting there, and I want to just speak a word of encouragement to you, because you are the one God sent Jesus for. God brought you along to listen to this program. He directed your path to someone who can love you. You are not left out. You are not the last to, you know, to win any kind of prize. He loves you. And I'm going over to that corner, just like I said a few minutes ago, and I'm finding you, and I'm telling you, come on, join the crowd, join the gang, join the rest of us that are enjoying the things of God.
Are you feeling like God only speaks to a few and he wants it that way? Well, think again. If you have hopes and dreams of being valued and used by God, then stay tuned as we discuss the presence of God and how by it we can do anything in his kingdom. That's coming up next, right here on Sought Out Global Radio. And welcome back to another broadcast of Sought Out Global Radio. Thank you for joining us. A few weeks ago, we began airing a three-part series on the presence of God that unfortunately we had to interrupt after two broadcasts. Well, now comes part three of that series. During our previous broadcast, we were discussing how the presence of God is not exclusive to just certain people. Yes, there are many people and many gifts, but God reserves his sovereign right to talk to each and every one of us, and there are no rules for how he may try to engage us. Our special guest, George Watkins, was telling us a few weeks ago about a fantastic dream he had in which he was shown a house that a friend had purchased without ever looking at it. And he equated it to how many of us do the same thing in the kingdom of God when it comes to our spiritual life with God. So it is with that we rejoin our discussion for what is our third and final installment that began earlier this month on the presence of God, right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
I'm not haven't arrived, but I do know more than I did years ago, because that's called growth and maturity. Yeah. And that helps me help others. As we develop in the Lord, we have to be careful. And one of the graces of a pastoral father spirit is to minister to children without making them inferior or feeling inferior, and lifting them up. You yes. raise them up.
Yes.
So as we speak today, we use terms that maybe be unusual or out of, you know, you're not comfortable, or maybe haven't heard our language. We're not speaking out of some kind of look at us, how wonderful we are, but we're just inviting into that new room and into a new experience, or at least maybe an extended experience of what you're walking in now. And that's that Father's heart that comes from being in this walk long.
Mark. And George, I know I speak for you, but we do it trembling as well at times, just kind of walking carefully.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we walk carefully with this.
I find myself at the edge of things, just with the same emotion as I did when I stepped into my first prophecy, my first experience with walking with God, my first baptism of the Spirit. I'm standing now at my age in my experience with that same feeling, not nervousness, because we always trust the Father, but anticipation, wonder,
yes.
Is this the right step? Am I on track? Am I hearing the voice of the Lord? It's always there. We walk with anticipation and confidence, yet with a sense of reality that if God doesn't do this, I'm dead meat.
Dead meat.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's never boring.
Yeah.
Never boring. And it's a frightening thought that if a believer's come into boredom, something's wrong, yeah. Because this is anything but that.
The great apostle of faith, Smith Wigglesworth, said, he said, I'm always satisfied with dissatisfaction.
Huh.
In other words, he was always
wants more.
He was always wanting more.
Because he knew that right. There's more. I think we're going to be so blown away at what the kingdom is like. Because, you know, we are citizens now that Jesus is our Lord. He is King Jesus of the great high city, whose inheritance is ours. And I think we're going to be very surprised at the beauty, the majesty, but the incredible expanse that waits for us. That we would step into, that waits, and I believe he would like to take us into layers of that even now. The kingdom touching earth, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, and the different layers.
You guys, there's so much more. There's more color in heaven that we haven't even seen. There's sounds that we have not heard. They're going around God, worshiping, holy, holy, holy. And every time they circle, they see something more about God. We can get in our pride to think we know God, we understand God, and we're saying, no, there's, you know, so much that we don't know about God. I mean,
amen to
holy,
that.
Holy, holy. There's more facets, yeah. More understanding, yeah. More doors opening into new places for all of us. And so ask God to lead you where you need to be personally. Ask God to lead your congregation or your ministry to where he wants to take you. And if we get to the place where we think this is who we are, this is what we're about, and we camp there, then we're not moving with him. And he's always going somewhere new with us.
Well, honey, I wonder if 2 Corinthians might speak to some of what you're saying. It's 2 Corinthians 4:16. Yes. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Through outward we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I think, George, you brought that to the table. But the fact is that the scripture, it certainly is talking about progressing and continuing to move forward. I thank you. Maybe that's really good what you brought in that concept.
We're so familiar with children growing physically, but we forget to watch. Are we growing spiritually? Are we moving from milk to the meat?
Solid food. Yeah.
And are we hungry for meat, or are we satisfied to get our nutrition met, but not have the gourmet meal that he would love to sit down with us and experience him on that level? And we keep using word pictures. I guess this is a word picture. Time of, you know, on the radio. We got a lot of word pictures
you
we're throwing out.
You referred to milk again and meat. I like to use the illustration. Milk is when it's processed by somebody else.
Yes,
meat
pre-processed.
Meat is when you get the gun and go out and shoot it and bring it home and cook it.
And there's some work involved in getting to the meat, right?
So you were referring to someone saying, I get it through my pastor.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
God
good.
For pastors.
Yes.
Because we is one.
There is.
Yes.
There's you need to be discipled.
Yes.
You know?
But there's a time when you put the gun on your hip and go out and bring
good.
The game home and cook it.
That's good.
That's the growth.
And you get to feed meat to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this has been an exciting discussion these last couple of days, talking about the Spirit of God, the power of God, the weight of God. But, you know, the key has always been simply, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open. That every one of us have the ability to do that. And that's what I want to just remind you of. And I'm seeing a picture as I speak that we've been talking about picture words, word pictures. I see that person sitting alone, or maybe feeling alone, feeling like they're the, you know, the last person to ever be chosen by God for anything good. I see you sitting there, and I want to just speak a word of encouragement to you, because you are the one God sent Jesus for. God brought you along to listen to this program. He directed your path to someone who can love you. You are not left out. You are not the last to, you know, to win any kind of prize. He loves you. And I'm going over to that corner, just like I said a few minutes ago, and I'm finding you, and I'm telling you, come on, join the crowd, join the gang, join the rest of us that are enjoying the things of God. And I pray for you right now. I break off the power of depression. I break off a long, maybe years of rejection. I tell you right now that there's a turning point for you. And before 24 hours are up, you're going to see a change in outward circumstances that are going to tell you that God has chosen you for these wonderful things we've been talking about. I invite you just to open up your heart and you watch God change the course of your life. That's what this is all about. It's not look at us or look at someone who is doing all these wonderful things. We're talking about our Father who loves us all. And I invite you into that today. In Perfect. Jesus' name.
Perfect. Okay. We're just going to leave it open. Move into prophetic ministry anytime you want.
That was good.
It was really good.
That was real good.
All right. Okay. I'm recording. Just move into prophetic ministry anytime you want.
There's no doubt there's been a stirring of this topic. We've been with you for three radio broadcasts over this topic. It has flowed so easily for us here in the studio, and because it's a passion that burns in every one of our hearts here today. With my wife Bethany, Mark, and George, and myself, our hearts just yearn for everybody to know the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the precious Holy Spirit that comes to empower. And it's all for our good. It's all for our sake as we look at how God has so positioned his heart to cause us more and more to become sons and daughters, and with the full realization of what that looks like step by step. A coming away and into a whole new revelation of the goodness of God and of the inheritance that is meant to be yours forever and ever, right now, beginning to be made real to us as we continue to say yes to him. And so even now, as we step into a moment where we're going to encourage you, just like what Pastor George did a moment ago, and speaking especially to one individual, that it may have been to a number of you listening today. We invite you to go to our website, sawitoutglobal.com, and there you can make a comment or register with us where we can be in touch with you. We will get to you. Might take us a little bit, but we will respond. And just know that on that website, there are blogs. There's, in fact, Dr. George has written a blog already about hearing God's voice. It's up, and you can go there and take a look at it. Also, with our different radio programs are there for you to pull down and listen to, and even on some very interesting subjects of this past year. So know that at the website, it's available to you. Come on board with us, and we'll help you grow.
I just feel the wind of the prophetic for a moment. And, you know, God knows how we're built, so he gives us signs. That's one reason he gives us signs. And a sign is to point us to something, which points us to Christ, obviously. That's the pointer. But I'm prophesying now to a number of you that are listening. And it's this, that within this next two or three days, God's going to give you something that's going to say it. And when you see it or hear it, you're going to say, that's what he was talking about. And you're going to remember this simple prophetic word that God has released over you now and in your life, the ability to see and hear and feel and know his presence, that he is with you and will walk with you. He will give you a sign. Now, it can come through the voice of a friend, a phone call, a sign in the sky, a word on the radio. There's a lot of ways God knows how to speak, and he knows how you listen because he's tuned your ear in. Okay. So I release that in the name of Jesus.
That is really good.
I release the power of it and the faith of it, just to drop that seed right in your heart. There it is, in Jesus' name.
I'd like to talk to the younger generation, and in fact, George, what's really interesting, honey, this is really cool. I have a brief, what they call similitude or a picture, and it's with my eyes open that the Holy Spirit, it's one of the many ways that he'll help people to know things. And I'm watching this 20-something young lady who's had conflict with your mother. There is a grace that if you'll soften your heart towards your mom, that you'd be able to approach her, and God is going to do a shift in your relationship. It has to do with honoring. In fact, it's the first command with a promise that you honor, even if you're right and even if you've been wounded. And you have every right to stand a distance away, but you have been experiencing a pull on your heart that you need to do whatever you have to do to amend the relationship with your mother. And even as a couple of you even are experiencing the watering of your eyes right now, tears are coming. That's an affirmation. And others of you, even without that experience of tears coming to your eyes, fact is that in your heart, you know this is a right word for you. As you say yes to the Lord, as you say yes and soften your heart in the area of forgiveness and giving up any, you know, rights of being angry or staying distant, that you amend things with your mom, even if she doesn't understand, and if it doesn't turn out right away the way you think you would like it to, trust God, because you are biblically at least making a step towards her, to honor her, to love her, and her response is her business, but your position and decision is between you and God. Make the right one, even if it's frightening, and watch how the Lord will help you and bless you in this thing. I believe that there will be a positive result, even in time, of this seed that I believe in this word, as you obey, will be a seed that will be good between you and your mother. Go do it. First of all, give your heart to the Lord regarding this relationship between you and mom. Ask the Lord, intervene. You forgive. Make sure your heart's clear and clean of any IOUs you want to get back to her on. That's right. And then with a right heart, begin to make your approach. God will help you as you love and honor your mom. Watch what will happen.
I want to say a word right now to people who are listening and you're restless. And you're just right now, you're feeling like a place of caught between frustration and excitement. And you want to step in these things that are happening to you. And sometimes you even maybe feel thwarted from being able to do that. That people around you maybe don't understand what's happening, or people have pulled away as you've pressed deeper into God. And God just wants to speak a word of encouragement to you and anybody out there who just feels the fire of God burning inside their heart and wanting to express their walk with God in a deeper way. I just want to bless you right where you're at, because God is stirring this region. He is stirring this place. From Bellingham to Olympia to Vancouver to all points in between, God is reaching out to his people, and he wants to have a personal relationship with you in a way that you've never had before. And so I just speak right now a blessing to you, an increased capacity to be able to experience the presence of God, an increased capacity to experience His love for others, to carry the mantle and the walk of grace and mercy and love and kindness and joy, joy. I just speak joy out over the place, out of all places in this region. And so God lifts you up right where you're at to a standing position in the Spirit, and you know who you are. And God says to a man now listening, his name is Sam, you are being called forward. You are being called into a new position and a new authority, a new level of walking with God. And He calls to promote you in this place right now. And you will be empowered not by your own walk and not by your own ability, but by the power that flows from on high, from heaven, that will flow through you so that your hands will burn and that your words will bring breakthrough and that people will be set free. And chains will be broken by your obedience to God. So God says, come forward, Sam. Come forward and become the man of God that I have called you to be. And you will see that I am God.
Mark, I want to add to what you're saying right now. What you just did is also exemplified in Scripture when Jesus left the 99 to go after the one. And we're seeing the heart of God be very specific. Excuse me. And I really love that, and the fact that the Lord knows us so perfectly well that He sees us alone amongst the crowd. And that's the example that just came in this word. And I want to encourage those of you who are listening, especially those of you who felt a desire rise in your heart saying, oh, I wish I had a word like that, but He's only talking to Sam. And I want to say to you, the witness that you have in your heart, the resonating that went on in your spirit over this word, where you desire that for you, come on, there's more than enough to go around, reach out and receive this word for yourself as well. Because of the witness in your heart, then this is for you as well. We've had sometimes specific names that went out over the air, and we've had the experience of those people by name writing us and saying, that was me. And we got to carry a conversation with them or response and dialogue through email. It's exciting what God is doing. He knows you by name. He knows your address and the details. And this is that example of how He loves us.
There's a group of you out there who have been involved in leading. You've led on some level of pursuing God, and it hasn't gone the way you thought. Maybe you just hit a wall and you went, what was that? Maybe you've been opposed and it hasn't been pretty. God wants to show you victory in the spirit realm. You have had a battle, but especially one named George. You may not have quit on the outside, but inside you've quit. There is battle. There are skirmishes, but hold on to God. He's going to call out to Him from the depths, and He will bring you victory, and there will be breakthrough. And if you know that you know, and He's confirmed that you're to lead, then out of a place of wanting to please Him, out of a place of following Him as close as you know how, and in spite of making mistakes, He's going to grow you and everybody that you're influencing. I implore you by just a strong persuasion to not quit for the sake of your sake, for the people that you are leading's sake, but mainly because we are all part of a body of people in this region where God is going to break through. There is going to be victory, and we will learn and we will move forward. And you may be a general in the making, and if you're a lieutenant, do not quit today. ask God to help you. Ask Him to give you new arsenal in the spirit realm. Ask Him to bring people alongside you to pray for you, for breakthrough as a team in intercession, and get counsel and go for it. And you, George, be encouraged. God called you by name, and you're not to quit.
Thanks, Bethany, for such great encouragement. Friends, many times you will hear prayers, words of encouragement, and prophetic words like this one by Bethany that originally seem intended for others, but really bring life to our own spirits. When this happens, it is crucial that you bring that word to God. Oftentimes, God will create an echo effect on a word for other people, and as a result, what seemed like a word for one becomes a word for many. So if that is you today, and this or any other word spoken to you has brought life for you, won't you bring that to God and ask Him to show you how to walk that out in your own life? Pray also continuously for confirmations, as God loves to confirm His own words. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have left for today. For our special guest, George Watkins, and for Herb and Bethany Marks, I'm Mark Grode. Be sure to join us next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.